Luke Summers. So my question follows on a little bit from the answer that you've just given there. So I know that with the focus very much on direct registrations, now I'm wondering, in looking to be a more contemporary, innovative namespace, how much there's going to be an appetite for regulation reduction in the existing .com.au and .au extensions. In my submission that I provided recently, I noted that the Australian namespace is one of the most over-regulated around the world. I don't think that will come as any surprise to anyone, but for example, the eligibility criteria of an ABN and ACN is obviously in recent times been gained effectively. So it makes you wonder how effective that is as a security mechanism, how much value that gives to businesses or consumers. So arguably, it could just be that that's just one more level of regulation and red tape. I would put to you, as I did in my submission, that one of the things that's holding back the growth of the namespace is not necessarily the availability of alternative extensions, but it's actually a high level of regulation, which is reducing the capacity for innovation and growth.
Yeah, I think, Cameron, I agree with you that we're one of the most regulated namespaces. I think we're also one of the most secure. So whether the two go hand in hand, we can have that argument, but it's certainly something we're very aware of.
Yeah, and thank you, Luke, and thank you for your submission as well.
There's two parts
to this. We could easily say that we are over-regulated, but ADA has not been as effective as we need to be with maintaining the relationships critically with registrars and resellers on explaining the impact and what our expectations from those regulations are. The way that we have managed those relationships in the past, and I do make these observations very objectively, has been on almost a forced compliance basis. You shall, rather than actually be considered and looking at what is contemporary best practice. And as I remarked in my presentation, is that there's no obligation on anyone to sell .au. None. That's the reality. It's because the platform has been designed as successfully as it has, that we've got potentially momentum that other CCs haven't experienced. But we need to maintain that momentum, and we need to do it on the basis of where there are alternative platforms for identity and for e-commerce, and where we want to maintain some integrity and some prestige in this space. I think I'd make this point around .com.au, for example. There is absolutely no intention from me or anyone on the board or any of my staff to devalue what that asset base is. This is an integral part of the Australian digital ecosystem. And so for me to go down a pathway of trying to second guess or to redesign what .com.au actually is would be a folly. And it needs to be a platform that has that integrity to be used by Australians, for Australians, on the basis of us distinguishing ourselves and differentiating ourselves in the market. And I do see it as a premium product that we can position and distribute and have better relationships a lot more effectively than where we are. And that's got to be considered, is that if we do get to a new top level, as to what that means. And I think if we look at where we want to be internationally, it would be really interesting to have a situation where .au, for example, is Australia's platform to the rest of the world and potentially the rest of the world's platform to do business with us. But .com.au must maintain its integrity. It must be that absolute premium, secure product that we clean up, that we better relationship manage, that we better analyse, that we are being much more proactive in what that base is. As a badge of honour, a digital badge of honour that I said in my presentation for all Australians to utilise. And so your submission, everyone else's consultation, ensuring that we get this right, that we don't devalue the current asset base, that we improve awareness and take up, and we understand everything else is absolutely my priority.
Thanks.